There is a legend that, once upon a time, a beautiful fairy, the Snow Queen, lived on the highest, most solitary peaks of the Alps. The mountain folk and shepherds climbed to the summits to admire her, and everyone fell head over heels in love with her. Every man would have given anything, including his life, to marry her. Indeed, their lives are just what they did give, for fate had decided that no mortal would ever marry the Snow Queen. But in spite of that, many brave souls did their best to approach her, hoping always to persuade her. Each suitor was allowed to enter the great ice palace with a crystal roof, where the queen's throne stood. But the second he declared his love and asked for her hand, thousands of goblins appeared to grasp him and push him over the rocks, down into bottomless abysses. Without the slightest emotion, the queen would watch the scene, her heart of ice unable to feel anything at all. The legend of the Crystal Palace and the beautiful, heartless queen spread as far as the most distant alpine valley, the home of a fearless chamois hunter. Fascinated by the tale, he decided to set out and try his luck. Leaving his valley, he journeyed for days on end, climbing the snow-clad mountain faces, scaling ice-bound peaks, and defying the bitterly cold wind that swept through the alpine gullies. More than once he felt all was lost, but the thought of the lovely Snow Queen gave him new strength and kept him moving onwards. At last, after many days climbing, he saw glinting in the sunshine before him the tall transparent spires of the ice palace. Summoning all his courage, the young man entered the throne room, but he was so struck by the Snow Queen's beauty that he could not utter a word. Shy and timid, he did not dare speak. So he knelt in admiration before the queen for hours on end without opening his mouth. The queen looked at him silently, thinking all the while that, provided he did not ask her hand in marriage, there was no need to call the goblins. Then, to her great surprise, she discovered that his behavior touched her heart. She realized she was becoming quite fond of this hunter, much younger and more handsomer than her other suitors.
"Why are you here?" "He doesn't speak." "Oh my. This young man looks at me as if he thinks I am the most beautiful and most desirable woman he has ever seen. But I'm not a woman. How can he think of me as such? He dares to walk up to me and kiss my hand as homage to my beauty and magnificent ice palace. My cheeks flush and my breath quickens. This is unacceptable. Surely I cannot find him attractive. He is an ordinary man, bolder and more impassioned than the others, yes, but still, my thoughts must not stray towards his hot, liquid gaze on my lips and on my breasts. The jolt of electricity I felt when his lips touched my skin. The warmth traveling all over my body at his mere presence. He need not say a word, and I am thinking of yielding to him. How very curious. I wonder how it shall be to be married to him, to share in his bed and wake up in the middle of the night, his lips on my neck, on my breast, on my belly. And his insistent hands opening my thighs. This will surely not do. But it is so very delicious to think about."
In the meantime, the goblins kept watch over their mistress. First, they were astonished. Then they became more and more upset, for they rightly feared that their queen might be on the point of breaking the law and bringing down on the heads of all the mountain people the fury of fate. Seeing that the queen was slow to give the order to get rid of her suitor, the goblins decided to take matters into their own hands. One night, as dusk fell, they slipped out of the cracks in the rock and clustered round the young chamois hunter. Then they hurled him into the abyss. The Snow Queen watched the whole scene from the window, but there was nothing she could do to stop them. However, her icy heart melted, and a beautiful, cruel fairy suddenly became a woman. A tear dropped from her eye, the first she had ever shed, and the Snow Queen's tear fell onto a stone, where it turned into a little silvery star. This was the very first Edelweiss, the flower that grows only on the highest, most inaccessible peaks in the Alps, on the edge of the abyss and precipice.